I'm looking right at my phone. No one has texted to ask if we've died yet. Well, we take a few more hours and they might. I'm not saying it is. I haven't even gotten dressed yet. No. Well, don't come in. I'm only wearing a towel. Hey. Holy shit. You look great. You do. Fuck. You trying to meet somebody at that party or what? Why? You don't like me in a towel? Or two towels, as it were? What can I say? I'm an air dryer. It's totally a thing. Look it up. Google definitely will not correct you to hair dryer. No. I don't. I definitely don't need one of those. It makes my hair do all kinds of crazy shit. I'm not going to comb it. If I comb it, how can I give off the don't even care vibe, even though I care? Come sit here. Come on. There's a good girl. Well, we are leaving for the party eventually. Why? Is saying that enough to stop it? I'm sure they're getting along just fine without us. What? My hand distracting? I just like your legs when they're smooth. Nothing wrong with that, I hope. So, what's your phone been like? They blowing up yours? Maybe they just know you'll actually respond and I'll just see it and then swipe away because I was reading some article. Maybe we're not supposed to actually show up to the party. Hey, I don't disagree. It'd be their loss. I mean, look at you. I thought I might just go like this. Kind of a Greek thing, you know? Is that not okay with you? You don't want to show me off? What would you rather I wear then? Suits are so stuffy, though. Why would I have to wait to get back here for you to strip me? I'm already stripped. Really? How much more fun? That does sound more tempting. What'd they say? Your phone? It buzzed? Bzz, bzz. Just your typical, are you guys on your way? See, they don't even miss us. What if I said no? What if I said I don't want to get dressed? Oh, is it? You're in charge now? You're not going anywhere. You're going to stay right here until I decide otherwise. Until you convince me to actually get up and put on all those clothes, including a stuffy suit. Why do I have to wait for more of that? I'm right here. And you're not leaving. I told you until I decide. So you are going to have to convince me. Well, they can wait. It's better to show up fashionably late anyway, wouldn't you think? Gives us a better entrance. People notice us. True. Definitely notice you when you're wearing that. No, come on. I'm not messing anything up by having my hand here. Or are you worried about another part of your getup being messed up? No one else is going to see that part anyway. You're just a very pretty girl, what can I say? Makes me handsy. I like the white dresses look on you. Nothing wrong with that. I don't think so, anyway. I don't hear any complaints. Well, that's up to me, isn't it? It's my God-given right to decide how or whether I'm dressed. Maybe I should lose the towel. Maybe that would convince you more. The bottom towel. The top towel's kind of like my cape. I like that one. Better. Just stay here. Talk about the first thing that pops up. Oh, I know it has. Trust me, I'm the first to know. Good girl. I do love your taste. And I don't just mean your mouth. That dress really suits you. That is the one I bought, isn't it? Thank God for that. Because it means in good conscience I can say if I mess it up, I'll just buy you a new one. Oh, I like it too. I don't want it to get messed up. I want you to wear it a lot more. And then I want you to not wear it even more than that. One step at a time, hmm? Even though I have clearly demonstrated that there is an efficiency to simply not getting dressed at all. You sure you want to get to that party on time? I'm telling you, fashionably late is the way these days. Everybody's doing it. And, you know, everybody. Maybe I just want to keep you captive here, hmm? I like that you're all dressed up. And I want you to have dressed up just for me. Because I am very, very jealous. I'm going to keep you for myself. I'm just a selfish guy, what can I say? There you go. It's more comfortable when you just lean into it. Good girl. They can wait. Don't look at the phone. You know, put the phone over here. You're not going to be needing that for a while. I should have put it on D&D while I had it in my hand, but oh well, that's fine. Maybe it'll be kind of funny if they call when we're in the middle of something. Nothing in particular. Just future-proofing. You sure you dried off completely? Well, I just want you to be sure, that's all. Because I gotta say, especially after spending so much time here just with nothing, I'd like to extol to you the benefits of simply air drying. You could join me in my predicament. Slip that dress off. Be naked in my lap. I could tell you weren't wearing panties right away. Why do you think my hand was getting so close? You know what? You can keep the dress on. You look so fucking good in it. Oh, I'd always prefer you naked, but you do want to get to the party eventually, don't you? No one want to mess it up too much. Hey. Shift your weight a little. How about you sit on this one leg and grind your cunt against it? That's a good girl. Already so fucking wet. I'm gonna slide my hand under there. Help a little bit more. You know I love to play with your clit. I thought about having you wear a toy tonight. That's why I had my phone charged up all the way. I didn't want it to die in the middle of us having fun in the middle of everyone else. I think when the battery dies, it just keeps going at the maximum setting. And the maximum setting can be a little... Not as loud as you are with my cocks inside you, but pretty fucking loud. You don't know that. Maybe we would sneak off to a bathroom and fuck there. It's less fun to just come home and do it. More fun to get away with it. My girl really likes my leg. No wonder you wore something so tantalizing. You just wanted my attention. What was my role tonight? Daddy? And I thought that might be the case. Daddy is always ready to get you off. Steal your time in the process. No, they'll be fine. Focus on my thumb on your clit and keep grinding. Good girl. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. That's it. Do you like my leg, or should I slide a finger inside you, too? Good girl. Yeah. I'll take care of you. You're welcome. Let me concentrate. To navigate you with precision. I like to concentrate on you when I have you all to myself. And you are all mine, aren't you? You wore this dress just for me, just so my finger would end up creeping inside you, finding this exact little spot, massaging. While my thumb rubs against your clit. Maybe now you'd like to pick up the phone and call them, tell them I'm gonna be a little late. It's a hot idea, isn't it? It's just about getting away with it. Like how I'm able to get away with hair drying my hair. I know you're jealous. It's okay. Just dirty talk, I promise. Yeah, such a perfect tight little cunt. I wish I could slide my cock inside it instead. We have someone to beat, don't we? Your clit is getting swollen. Someone might be a little more sensitive than she realized. Did my thigh feel good? Good girl. I like it when you feel good. That's what I'm here for. To get my finger all the way inside you. I can just barely touch this part. Stay still. Good girl. You're wiggling a lot. This must be where my cock gets. This is why you ride me so fucking hard, isn't it? You really fuck me into the bed when we do. That's ride my finger. Good girl. You're like my little puppet. I control you, pull on your strings, the ones that keep your top on. I'll leave it on for now. Or you can take it off and I can suck on your tits. I thought that might get it off. Good girl. I love your tits. Jesus. Keep riding my finger. Just my hand and my mouth really fuck you up. What? You look flush. Struggling. Good girl. You wanna come for me? Not yet. Five. Good, do what I say. One. Come for me. Come for me. Good girl. Good girl. Why are you putting your top back on? I said fashionably late.